back. Okay, today's daf is daf lamed. We're moving from one sheet of Rav Yehuda to another sheet of Rav Yehuda. Daf kaftes, we saw in the Machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, what's the din in davar sheino miskave? That according to Rav Shimon, davar sheino miskave is mutter. The lack of malachus machsheves, and according to Rav Yehuda, davar sheino miskave is chayav. Rav Shimon agrees in case of sikresha, but that was a sugya on daf kaftes. And daf lamed, we move over to explanation of the Mishnah, where the Tanakama paskins chos al haner, chos al Hashem, and chos al hapsila chayav. That we have a chiyuv of mechada, even for all of these side motivations of wanting to have the ner, the shem, and the psila for use at a different time. That's in a different sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that malacha shein tzrich legufa is chayav. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He holds malacha shein tzrich legufa is mutter midoraisa and asur midrabanan. And the Gemara over here points out that if you hold that malacha shein tzrich legufa is chayav, then the resha, the Mishnah, Hamachavus ner bnei shemisyar bnei hanochri, listen, ruach ra'a, or cholash yishan, that this patur would not be a patur, but rather we're dealing over here with the case of pikuach nefesh, and in the case of pikuach nefesh, we have over here a and the Mishnah uses the language of patur, when that means mutter, we find that in a number of Mishnayos in Masechta Shabbos, even though it's not the rule. The question over here is how to define malacha she'en tzricha legufa, and what is the psak halacha in malacha she'en tzricha legufa. So let's just start off with a classic definition, which the Kesef Mishnah quotes at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the name of Rav Avraham ben Harambam, that a davar she'eno miskaven is when a person is miskaven to a pu'ula muteres, and a malacha may come about, or does come about, as an aftermath of that act. Namely, a person closes the door of his house because he closes the door of his house. That's what doors are made for. They're made to open and to close. And lo and behold, tzad tzvi. Right? That's what we call a davar she'eno miskaven. If it's obvious that that's going to be the result, then that's called a psikresha. If a person wants the result, that's a psikresha de nichale. Because they want to do a psikresha de lo nichale. That's a classic example of a davar she'eno miskaven. Someone's dragging a chair to get it from one place to another. That's a pu'ula hamuteres. And lo and behold, it definitely or may make a charitz. There may be a malach over of charesh. That's a davar she'eno miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev, and Rabbi Shimon is matir. Rabbi Shimon only speaks about a chiyuv in a situation of a psikresha de nichole. Masha'enke malach hashem tzrich legufa is a machlokes rishonim, but All the achronim, it's amazing, work off of Tosfos and Daf Tzadi Dalet, that every malacha in the Mishkan has two parts, and there is a Maisa malacha, and there is a Tachlis. Both of these were found, we have a Kabbalah from Moshe Mitzrayim, that these Maasim, with these Tachliyot, were the way the Mishkan was built. And so when one does the malacha with the tachlis, that's called the malacha hatzricha legufa. And everyone says that's the core of the chiyuv. If one does the pu'ula of the malacha, the ma'aseh malacha, for a different tachlis, then we're dealing with a malacha she'en tzricha legufa, and we have machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that this is chayav, and Rabbi Shimon, according to the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud, holds this is a lack of malachas machsheves, and it goes down to the level of an Isur Drabanan because it's very similar to a Malacha Hatzricha Lugufa, so Chazal Asrid, as opposed to Davar She'eno Miskaven, where then, moment it's Mutar Midaraisa, also remains Mutar Midrabanan. The classic case which is given is Chofir Bor, we have Malacha of Choresh. If you need the Bor, that's what the Malacha was in the Mishkan. They needed the hole to put in the Eden, Bechulet, Masha'en, Ken, if you Chofir Bor, Ve'eno Tzrech Elola Afara, that's the malacha she'en tzricha legufa. Here, again, that's a classic distinction. Here we have a machlokes rishonim, wide range of machlokes rishonim. How do we paskin? The Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rav Yehuda. The Rambam is in Perek Aleph, halacha zayin of Hilchos Shabbos, in which is black and white paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Malacha Shein Sheikh Lagufa is Chayev. The Ravid over there says, however, Rabbeinu Hananel, who usually quotes the Masoret of the Gaon in paskins like Rabbi Shimon, and the Sugyos are pulled in all different directions, and almost all the Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Within the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, at the very, very end of Siman Shin Lamed Zayin.
Who was that passage of Rabbi Shimon?
Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah. I'm sorry, Rabbi Shimon.
Rabbi Shimon, everyone paskins, Rabbi Shin Lamed Dav, I'm sorry. Almost everyone paskins, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Bali HaTosfos. In other words, so in Shin Lamed Dalet at the end, we have the case of Gachelas Hamunachas v'makom Sherabim Nizokinba, Yochol L'chabosa, v'harambam Oser. And with that, to be Machab a Gachelas for purposes of, in other words, of being sure that people won't be Nizok, that's a Malacha Shein Tzrich L'gufa. And over here, because of Hezek Derabim, if we smach Hashem to Gugufa, it's only Drabbanan becomes Mutter. So the Machaber says that most Rishonim hold it's Mutter. However, the Rambam holds that it's Aser. And the Mishnah Berurah simply says, V'halacha kideya harishona. However, in other places in Shulchan Aruch, it's not so clear. In Siman Shin Yud Aleph, the question over there is taking the mace out of a house, which is a classic malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. The tachlis of hotza'ah is because you want the object to be there. If you don't want the object to be here, that's a malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. And over there, the Mishnah Berura points out in Sivkatan Yud, that there's a machlokes in terms of being motzi a mace into the Rishus Harabim, that on one hand, if it's a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, and it is a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa, so according to Bishimon, if it's also drabanan, so then we have a kravon isa drabanan, we have kavon abrios, so therefore we're matir, aval deya harishona, the deya harishona in the Shulchan Aruch says you can't take it out to a Rishus Harabim, only to a karmelis. Svirla the lohi tiru ela karmelis the leslei ikar doraisa, masha'ein kain the shein malacha alei ela shein tzrich lagufa lohi tiru af b'mes. Va'ayin b'taz elio rabba halacha kedas harishona. Why? Mishum dahar beposim sovrim kamosa. Who befrat she malacha shein tzrich lagufa gam kim lo brira shu pater aleha. Yesh posim karav Yehuda de machayev aleha. And we over here the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is not a clear cut psak. That we pass the malacha shein tzrich l'gufa is only durabana. That the shita that it's doraisa raises its head, and therefore that is room to be machmir within the malacha shein tzrich l'gufa, even if it's a durabana, not necessarily, even though normally when we have kavod habrios, malachos durabana, we can turn the other cheek, but not by malacha shein tzrich l'gufa. And this the going back again in reverse order to the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, the Siman Reish Ayin Ches. That's our Mishnah. Muta l'chavos es haner b'shul yoshen acholah sheyesh bo sakana. So over there the Mishnah Berura says, black and on white, that afilu l'haposkim hanal, who pass against the Rambam, iser kviya chomor mishar iser drabanan kevan sheyesh bo tzad chiyuv l'kubayama. Namely, even if classically we would say that for acholah she'ein bo sakana, we would be matir shlusim. That's a daya in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Yud Zayin, a very well-established daya, but not malach Hashem Tzrich L'gufa. We'll be matir muktza. We'll be matir karmelis. We'll be matir ksiva with the shinui. We'll be matir all sorts of yisurim in drabanan for achol Hashem bo sakana, but not malach Hashem Tzrich L'gufa, because it's considered to be an isur drabanan chomor. Even though it's this is both. Certainly, if we have a subject, how do we pass it? But even if we know pass like Rabbi Shimon, but holds that we're dealing with something which has a very powerful ikar midoraisa. That's in terms of psak halacha. just before we get to the Rambam, there we have to be aware that there are malachot. And even though I said that we have a kabbalah, a Moshe Mitzrayim, what's a tachlis of malacha? But in certain areas we have machlokas. For example, gozes. Gozes is one of the lamites of os malachos. What was the tachlis of geziza in the Mishkan? So Rashi and Tosos and Daf Tari Dalet say the tachlis was you wanted the wool from the sheep. If that would be the case, to cut one's nails on Shabbos would only be drabanan, because you don't want the nails. Right? You know, it's gozes, you're cutting from the chai, but you don't want the nails. The nails are the equivalent of the wool. However, the Rambam and Perektesis know that the malacha of, this is a famous Avnei Nezer, that the malacha of geziza is that you want the skin to be smooth. That the skins that were used for the michsa, they had to be gozes, any hair that was on those skins, they would be smooth. Namely, you want that which remains to be netukah, tikkun ha'or. And so then cutting one's fingernails would be a malacha da'araisa. That's a machlokas rishonim. Similarly, in terms of the malacha of korea, so Rashi and Tosus point out that mi da'araisa, you're only chayav, if you're korea almanas lit for. That was why kriya was done in the Mishkan, that if something was sown improperly, it used to be korea in order to sew it again properly. However, the Ramapaskins know that the moment you have any kriya that would be l'shem tikkun, that would already be chayav midoraisa. So what was the tachlis? Dafka amanas lichtov. So in machlokes, what is a mochek? Does mochek have to be dafka amanas lichtov, or for any tikkun? Machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. So we have, even though I said it, you know, everyone knows the tachlis, it's not so clear that the tachlis is well known. Okay, that's just the he'orot studies. However, what is pointed out, and here we have Reb Chaim, and I'm bringing Reb Chaim not because of the Rambam, but because it has a bunch of broader ramifications. Everyone is aware that there's a well-known stira within the Rambam. On the one hand, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayim, the Rambam Paskin, Zemalacha, Shein Tricha Gufa, is Chayav. On the other hand, in Perek Yud, the Rambam has two halachos that Lachara only makes sense if Malacha Shein Tricha Gufa would be Midrabban, at least the way the Gemara brings it. Mapis Mursa and Tzad Nachashim. What is Mapis Mursa? That a person has a pimple on his face and he wants to open up the pimple So the Gemara says that if he opens up the pimple in order to have a petach yafeh, that's a malacha of bona and it would be a chiyuv midoraisa, that would be malacha tzricha l'gufa. However, if he opens up the pimple because he wants the lecha to come out, so that will call, says Gemara, will call malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, and according to Rabbi Yehuda would be chayav, and according to Rabbi Shimon normally would be asad rabbanan, but here because of tzar, we were matir. The Rambam paskins mapis mursa lo'tzilecha is mutter. Similarly, the Gemara says, what if you are tzad nachosh? So classically, the malacha of tzeda is because you want the animal that you're trapping. What if you're trapping an animal? That you want the animal, you just don't want it to hurt you. That the Gemara calls a malacha shein tzich l'gufa. So tzad nachosh k'dei shelo yuzku b'arabim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no heter. You're talking about a chiyuv d'oraisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, since the only Easter is an Easter Drabon, Machir Tzricha Gufa, and here you have a case of Hezek Derabim, so we are Matir. Yes?
Why isn't that allowed because of Sakana?
If it would be Pikuach Nefesh, it would be allowed. Why is it not Pikuach Nefesh? It would simply would bite. It would bite. I have a son who just got married right after Sukkot, and he's living in Machsan currently, which is what young couples do in Israel when they get married. And they had a snake in his apartment last week. He had to kill the snake, so he took it to a snake expert. And he said, it's a snake that sort of gets up on its, you know, it raises its head and hisses. It's not, don't worry, it's a non-poisonous rattlesnake. It'll bite, but it won't kill. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no heter in such a situation to trap it on Shabbos, but according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. The Rambam Paskins, it's mutter. So how can the Rambam Paskin that Tzad Nachash is mutter and Mapis Mursa Otirecha is mutter, if the Rambam Paskin's Malacha Shein Tzrich L'Gufa is Chayev? This is not my question. This is a question of the Ramach. Rav Moshe Cohen, who is one of Chachmei Provence, has a lot of Hagos on the Rambam. It was the thing to do with Provence, to write Haggadahs on the Rambam, the Rebbe as well. And the Magen Mishnah raises the question. He didn't even live in Provence. But he also is bothered. In other words, what's going on over here in the Rambam? How can the Rambam be so sure himself? It says the famous Reb Chaim in the Chibur, in which he says that we got our head screwed on wrong. That the Rambam, Chassid Shalom, is so sure himself, that being Tzad Nachash because it's dangerous, or being Mapis Mursar Falecha, is not a Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa. It's a Dover Shein O'Miskavin. And the Rambam Paskin said, Dover Shein O'Miskavin, we Paskin, like Rabbi Shimon, that it's, even the Rambam Paskin said it's Mursar. The Rambam only Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Malacha Shein Tzich L'Gufa. In other words, that what you want to do is you want to save the Rabbim. Saving the Rabbim is a perfectly mutadika act. So what do? You toss an urn over this snake, and you've saved the rabbit. But lo and behold, you've caught this snake. That's a psik resha, that whenever you toss an urn over a snake, it's going to be caught. But it's a psik resha de lo nichalei. You don't want the snake. You're not interested in the snake. So you have over here a psik resha de lo nichalei, and according to the Aruch, a psik resha de lo nichalei is mutter. That's why Tzad Nachash is mutter, because the Rambam paskens like the Aruch. That's what the Reb Chaim says. Then we, who had it? You simply, you want to get the Lecha out. And so you open up the pimple. Lo and behold, now you have a petach in this pimple. But you're not interested in the petach of the pimple, you just wanted the Lecha to come out. So that's a psikresha de lo nichalei. Psikresha lo nichalei is mutter. Now what this does, you realize, is totally discombobulate us in terms of where do you draw the line between a psik resha de lo nichalei and a malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Now, for most of us, we say, who cares? A psik resha de lo nichalei classically is also draban. A malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa classically is also draban. So what's the difference? Only according to the Rambam would there be a difference, because malacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa l'shitato is chayav, and a psik resha de lo nichalei l'shitato is mutter. So there you have a big difference. But the problem is one of definition. We wanted to say that there's malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, so you do the maisa malacha for a different tachlis. A psikresha, you do a pula muteres, and lo and behold, you have a malacha. Now, where do you draw the line? We would have said, catching a snake for purposes of saving the rabbin, that's a maisa malacha for a different tachlis that was done in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they caught snakes because they wanted the skin of the snake. Here we have a person who's catching a snake because he doesn't want it to bite. We would have called that a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa. Comes on the Rambam, comes on Reb Chaim and says, according to the Rambam, this is a dover she'en b'skavi, this is a psik resha de lo nichalei. Namely, that we view throwing a blanket on a snake as a pula muteret that happens to have a conclusion of a malacha, rather than viewing it as an act of tzeda that for a different motivation. You know, it's where do you draw the line? How do you define things? Everything can be viewed in two ways. I can say that I want earth, so I'm filling my jar with earth. That's a pula muteres to want earth. I mean, midoraisa, you know, midrabana, we may have muktzah, but midoraisa, it's a pula muteres. I'm simply filling this bottle with earth. Lo and behold, I now have a hole. So I did a pula muteres. I wasn't interested in this hole. This hole is a psik resha de lo nichalei, and it's mutter. Or do we say, no, this is a malacha of putting earth into a bottle, taking earth out of its place. That's a malacha of chofer. But I'm not interested in the hole, I'm interested in the earth. In other words, you can do that with anything. So where does that leave us in terms of trying to understand how we have these two worlds, a malacha she'en tzrich l'gufa, that we paskin, that we have a tan who paskin tzchayev, and the psik resha de lo nichalei, that according to the Aruch, according to psak halacha is mutar, how can you have an act that if you view it from the left side, it'll be chayev, you from the right side, it'll be mutar? This is a problem that I do not have a solution to. Namely, before Reb Chaim, there was sort of a concept of what we call it, common sense. Common sense would tell us that when you throw a blanket over a snake, we call that seda. And common sense would tell us that when you are digging in the ground, in order to fill a bottle, we would call that chofer. And common sense would tell us that when you drag a chair, we'll call that a pula muteres. And common sense would tell us that when you, what other example do I have of the original Meskavim? When you close a door, that's a pool of uteris. All of a sudden, this is all now up in the air. So I'm just leading you up in the air. I have, you know, and again, without Chaim, we would use simply our common sense, and then the Rambam has a steer. The Mabes Mortz would be Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa. Tzadnach should be Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa. Machaba Gachela, spiritual Sarabim, would be Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa. In other words, but to distinguish that one, I put the urn over the Gachelas, that's kibui for a purpose of saving people. When I put a blanket over a snake, that would be simply a pula muteris that happens to have a side benefit of having it say that. It's very hard to make such distinctions.
Are there any other answers to the Rambam?
Are there other answers to the Rambam? I'm not aware of any other good answer. I mean, basically, the Rambam, to say it is a Malach Hashem Tzlegufa and still it's mutter, because still we're going to be mekel, is against the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, these pulos remain osur.
So according to Rav Chaim, if you take Tosfos' example, I think that he mentions in Tzadik Daled is the case of kibui, where I put out the fire in a house because I don't want the fire there, but not because I want a big pile of coals. So then that would be mutter, according to the Rambam?
No, the Rambam says black on white, that when you're machaba, that's the example he gives in Perik Aleph of Hazayin, when you're machaba gachelas, because you don't want it to hurt you, someone, that remains osur. That's Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa is chayav. That's exactly, he gives that as the example of Malach Hashem Tzich L'Gufa. So then you have to distinguish between putting out a fire and catching a snake. That's a very, very difficult distinction to make. Not impossible, Rukhain did it. The question is to forever for a Rambam and then to leave the entire Musag of Malach Sheves totally parvitz. I don't know whether we really have, whether that's you know, it's a keem of Torah Lishma. But again, where you draw the line, we call it common sense. If you ask it, it's like asking a child to read a letter, that he'll read it according to what, you know, simply appears to us to be the natural thing to say. That's the way that Ben Arama wants to distinguish. Because you could have said, dragging a chair, that's kafira klachariyat. But we don't say that. We say, dragging a chair. Just, well, you know, that's dragging a chair. I'm just pulling it. That's pulling it as a mutter dika act. Just happens to result in a malacha of kafira. Okay. Of course, the same issue applies, you realize, even without Reb Chaim. Maybe this is what egged Reb Chaim on, that we speak about the fact that when a davar sheino miskaved is definitely going to occur, we call it a psik resha. What's psik resha? Right, so the Gemara says that you want a toy for your child. Your child is bored, and your wife isn't home, and you don't know where the toys are. So you go out to the yard, you see a rooster, you cut off its head to give your kid the head to play with. That's a good toy. And lo and behold, the chicken dies. Lo and behold, the rooster dies. So we call that psik resha below yomos. Can you cut off the head of a... Now, again, is that a davar sheino miskaven with a psik resha, or is that a malach hashem tzich l'gufa? You cut off the head of a chicken. Are we going to say that's a pula muteris of cutting off a toy, and then, lo and behold, the chicken died? Or you did a maisa shchita. You were nocher. Okay, let's say you didn't have a knife. So you were nocher the animal. You killed the animal. In other words, that l'chora, but you didn't kill the animal because you wanted the meat. You killed the animal because you want the head as a toy. So that's a psik resha, the lodi. You know, that l'chora, we would call that malach hashem tzich l'gufa. And yet the Gemara uses that as the... So everyone says, oh, it's just a mashal. It's just a mashal that certain things always bring about a certain result. But that case itself, had it happened, would not have been a psik resha. That case itself, had it happened, would have been a malach hashem tzich l'gufa. So, you know, that maybe that's what pushed Reb Chaim, that if we could view cutting off the head of a chicken as a pula muteris, because that's all you wanted to do, is simply cut, you know, the head from the body, and lo and behold, the animal dies, then you could view throwing a blanket over a snake as, you know, a pula muteris. You could view opening a pimple as a pula muteris. Okay, anyway, these are the issues that keep people who are nevel Shabbos up at night. you don't have to think about, again, since we don't pasken like the Rambam, we pasken like Rabbi Shimon, so, you know, we don't have to get involved in all of this, and we can use classic definitions and simply use our common sense. And actually, we don't pasken like the Aruch, so even if Sikresh Adlanicha is Drabanan, so okay, so this will be Aser Drabanan, because of reason X, because of reason Y. However, the problem is that once the Mishnah Brewer says that a melacha sheitzich lagufa is an isur drabanan chamur, as opposed to psikresha delo nichale, which is a classic isur drabanan. So a nafkimina could be by a chola shein bo sakana, that we could do a psikresha delo nichale, but we couldn't do a melacha sheitzich lagufa, and that's very important for us to be able to define when we come up to it, to other areas, taking out the garbage. Right? Is that a melacha sheitzich lagufa, or is it a psikresha delo nichale? In other words, the smell bothers me, and so because the smell bothers me, I just moved this outside, and lo and behold, the garbage was taken out. Would anyone say that? Yeah, there are poskim that say that, and that's very, very frightening. In other words, we're, you know, it's that for a chol hashem bo sakana, we'd be allowed to take the garbage out of his house because the smell bothers him. Okay, if it's a malach hashem tzich legufa, no. If it's a psik reisha b'lo nichale.
So do we know what Rav Chaim let his wife do when she was a kempeter?
I don't know. Maybe Rav Shapter knows. Okay, so we'll stop over here. Anyway, all the rest of the Amud, as you know, is Agadata, and Shabbos is all, you know, the stories of Hillel, very beautiful. And then we'll continue Blue Nether on Sunday night with Daf Lamed Beis. Okay? But any of you want to give a Chatura, what's the Shabbos vote? Just said. Also, if you could bring next month's Shabbos, I also won't be able to give the Torah. Sorry, my wife is here these two weeks.
Oh.
That's the party.
Maybe Ephraim Mith gave one earlier in the year.
Excuse me? Ephraim Mith
gave one earlier.
Okay. Have a beautiful Shabbos.